Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be focusing on a guided meditation, connecting to others, seeing yourself in other people. And this is going to support the stage six task of seeing yourself in others, which is absolutely critical to forgiveness of self and others. Before we get going, if you have questions, thoughts, ideas, follow the link in the show notes. Sign up for the once a week short newsletter that'll keep you up to date on everything that I've put out that week, and as well as some cool stuff that I have found from other teachers and mentors around the world that I think could be useful to your journey. And then you can just write back to that newsletter, send me your thoughts and your ideas and your questions. So if you have a question, I guarantee a lot of other people have the same questions. In these ways, we help each other as we help ourselves. So let's try a guided meditation. So in this task in stage six of seeing yourself in others, you're asked to see their major personality traits as a reflection of some aspect of your past self or your present self or your future self. Now, the hardest part of this task is when someone is reflecting a warning or holding up a mirror to some aspect of yourself that you do not want to acknowledge. So this meditation will support the strength to look at the truth being reflected to us by others. So we'll take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down, it doesn't matter. You can close your eyes or you can keep them open. Do what works for you depending on where you are in this moment. If you're in a public place, you can look at the people around you for inspiration during this meditation. So we'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. Let's begin. We see what we want to see in others. Sometimes we see what we need to see. Sometimes the divine is sending us a message through what we see in others. A message. Take a moment with this truth. Choose a person in your life, someone you love or like very much. What do you see as their defining personality trait or characteristic of their life? Tell yourself the story about them now. What aspect of you are they showing you? Were you like that in the past? Are you like that now Is this an inspiration for the future? Or is it a warning or a reminder of what not to become? Thank them in your mind for showing you this. You are so fortunate to have them in your life. Now think of someone that you only know a little bit, like a coworker or an acquaintance. What do you see as their defining characteristic? What aspect of your past, present, or future self are they showing you? Thank them in your mind for showing you this. You are fortunate to have them in your life. Now, think of someone that you don't like at all. What do you see as their defining characteristic? What aspect of your past, present, or future potential self are they showing you? Thank them in your mind for showing you this. You are fortunate to have them in your life as well. If you are in a public place, look around you. Choose whomever stands out to you, someone you don't know at all. What do you see as their defining characteristic? What aspect of your past, present, or future self are they showing you? Thank them in your mind for showing you this. You are fortunate to have encountered them today. Focus on the gratitude that has built in your heart at this point and let that grow. And when you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. Consider the last person from that meditation a little bit more. You have never met them. So how did you know their defining characteristic? You put it there. You chose to see that in them as a message to yourself. They may or may not actually be that way. But your inner self has a powerful way of shaping what you see. In seeing parts of ourselves in others, we are able to connect more easily to new people. Use this as an opportunity to connect while understanding that you will have to dig a little to see their actual truth. I hope this meditation has been useful for you today. It can be an interesting challenge to recognize that most of what we see in other people are just reflections of ourselves, projections of ourselves, especially when we don't like what we see. It can be a good idea to ask yourself if this is reflecting some aspect of yourself right now. Sometimes the things that we blame other people for are actually things that we're doing to ourselves. And sometimes the things that we see in other people are reminders. If we see things we don't like, it can be useful to ask, is this a reminder of what I don't want for myself? Or is this a warning about a mistake I could make in the future that I should be careful of? Everyone in your existence is offering you something of value, especially the people that are offering you something unpleasant. And we will be grateful for them all. We are fortunate to have the warnings and the reminders and the beautiful affirmations too. Gratitude for all of it, because there's value in all of it for your journey. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, we want to share your experience in this meditation or experiences you're having in your world, go to the newsletter, join the newsletter at KatherineColleen.com if you have not yet. It's called The Weekly Journey, full of all kinds of good stuff. Only comes once a week, nice and short and to the point, and hopefully will be useful for your journey. Write me back there. Let me know what's going on in your world. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.